Good morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show about political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for a stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the real challenges facing Arizonans. Good morning, folks. Mike Cosentino.
Good morning.
And I'm Steve Williamson. We're here today, and we're people. We're not corporations, right, Mike?
Either way, we get to vote, so it doesn't matter.
So the last couple of weeks, 2 weeks ago, we discussed dark money that's flowing into American politics as a result of the Citizens United decision. Last week, we discussed front groups, AstroTurf groups,
right,
how these function, how they affect legislation, and so forth and so on. Today, we're going to discuss a different kind of group, right, Mike, called ALEC?
Yeah, the American Legislative Exchange Council. The bottom line here, Steve, is that over the last, this is not your grandfather's or your father's country, or your grandfather, your father's politics, especially. This is I want to get this up front. This is a subversion of the voting process. This is where legislators. So, what is ALEC? Legislators and business get together, pretty much to write model legislation. And they've been very, very successful at getting that legislation introduced into the state houses in the 50 states, all over the country.
ALEC focuses only on state government, not on the national government. There's less regulation and less oversight.
Exactly. Right, there's no federal federal elections commission overseeing their behavior. It's been fascinating watching this process.
I call it a dating service for giant corporations and conservative state legislators. It brings them together in a relationship where both sides get a little of something that they want, right?
So ALEC is not a front group, and according to the Natural Resources Defense Council, who did a wonderful, you know, as far as our source goes, at least one of our sources, lots of great sources here. The Natural Resources Defense Council did a wonderful paper on what they call a Trojan horse in American politics, and that is ALEC, A-L-E-C, the American Legislative Exchange Council.
Sounds really innocuous. Sounds
like most
positively good. And in fact, ALEC in the past has been able to get state legislators to pay to send their people to ALEC conferences. I know in Utah, they had to raise money from different lobbying groups, and they gave that up and just decided to have the taxpayers pay to send the legislators right there. It's kind of a modernization.
Yeah, that word's going to come up a lot because they don't believe in, they're not going to privatize Social Security. They're going to modernize it. They're not going to privatize. They want to modernize the insurance liability industry, and they don't want to. And they want to modernize the certain pay, the minimum wage act. So I'm going to quote from NDRC for a minute, Natural Resources Defense Council. They said it's not a lobby, it's not a front group, it's a much more powerful than that. Through ALEC, behind closed doors, corporations hand state legislators the changes in the laws or the very laws that they want to see enacted. See, they figured, as we started to say in the beginning, that there's one Congress, one federal Congress, that and if your bill goes down there, then you know you're out of luck till next time. But they got 50 shots statewide in the state houses, and it had been extremely successful in Arizona. We're going to talk about Arizona.
We will. But I think the thing to understand is it took people a long time to understand what ALEC was and how much influence it had. And a lot of that information has just come out recently. There was even a demonstration against ALEC down in Phoenix when they met, based on people beginning to catch on to what it is. For a long time, people really didn't understand what it was.
Right. Participating legislatures, overwhelmingly conservative Republicans, is no surprise, bring these proposals home to their state houses, and some of them give credit, most of them don't, And they get credit for the brilliant ideas and the important legislation and policy innovations that Alex, Legion of Lawyers, and if you go to the website, you'll see the law firms who are involved with the American Legislative Exchange Council. In addition to the huge number of firms, some of the firms will be no surprise, AT&T and Coors and Common and Koch family concerns, but there's many surprises there. So you might want to check out the
Alex. I think if you look back at the history of Alex, it starts out in the mid-70s with a Republican political activist, and originally it's focused on social issues, conservative social issues, the Equal Rights Amendment, things like that. It doesn't work so well. The Koch brothers, we've talked about before, the Koch brothers have to intervene and give them a shot of money to keep them going. The innovation in the 80s, I believe it takes place, Mike, the innovation is realizing they can get corporations to fund everything and that they can bring corporations with the lobbying stuff that they want to get done and bring them directly together in usually a nice tourist town somewhere with the people who are going to be introducing the legislation. And they can make, underfunded, understaffed state legislators look good.
Yeah, Paul Weyrich is credited in most sources with being the creator behind this. He's a guy that coined the term moral majority for Jerry Falwell.
And Alex has rewritten its early history.
Completely revised.
And remember, some of the folks who were involved early, several of them were indicted, and others were involved in the Iran-Contra affair. So those guys have disappeared from the Alex accounts of its own origin, and it's taken a while to kind of figure out how the thing got going. So Alex brings, Mike, let me just get this straight.
Go ahead.
Alex brings state legislators together mostly with giant corporations.
98% of the funding comes from the corporations.
All right. So I'm a legislator. How much do I have to
50
pay?
Bucks.
50 bucks.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
So what, 98% of the funding for Alex comes from corporations, not from the legislature?
Corporations pay between $7,000 and $25,000 a year.
So I go to this Alex thing, and you're a lobbyist, a lawyer for a giant pharmaceutical company or a tobacco company, and you hand me legislation that you want to see passed.
Correct.
And I go and pass that legislation. What do I get out of it besides looking good?
Well, they've contributed millions and millions, untold millions, because so much of this happened, like you said, for so long behind closed doors that we don't know how much Alex. But now we know that it's in the tens of millions.
$16 million is the estimate of Alex-based corporations in one subcommittee, or I guess you'd call it a committee of Alex, to legislators in Arizona.
Just in Arizona.
50 of the 90 legislators in the Arizona House and Senate, 50 of them are Alex alumni, including Russell Pierce, who was just recently recalled.
Right. And it's not, we want to emphasize that these model bills are introduced to Alex behind closed doors, and they vote on them. The corporations, of course, Alec claims that the legislatures do not have a vote. The corporations vote on which legislation they want to see go forward, and then that's what's those model bills are provided to those state legislators nationwide.
So Alex is a mixture of right-wing foundations, companies who are just trying to see legislation that'll benefit them get enacted in law, and state legislators. So if it's kind of a, what is it, pay for play, is that the term? If you go to Alex and you introduce their bills, then they reward you with large campaign contributions. And some of their issues, Mike, are, for example, private prisons. They wanted to privatize most of the prisons in Arizona, because the people sitting on the board are giant corporations who run private prisons.
Well, the private prison thing in Arizona is a scandal. I mean, I can't, there's been plenty of ink about it.
I don't know why you would call it a scandal just because we pay more to incarcerate people in a private prison than in a public one.
Well, but, and then pass SB 1070, which is certain to fill prisons, and especially down south. And they're buying land. And, I mean, they're making all the deals to build those prisons. These are the, Jan Brewer's closest advisors. and they're going to be able to fill those with people they arrest as a result of 1070. Now, 1070, of course, is stalled. I just a flash came over my cell phone today that the Supreme Court is going to hear this, the Arizona's law, very soon.
Tobacco legislation. They don't really like heavy taxes on tobacco. That's been one of their main thing. Sort of two of the largest groupings by are tobacco companies and pharmaceutical companies, both who are very, very active in legislation. Alex, just one thing that they do. There's a massive lobbying business in Washington. Recently, the Occupy Wall Street people actually went over to K Street, which is where the focus of all this stuff is, and walked down the street protesting.
Alec claims not to be a lobbying group, but it is the very definition of lobbying. Let's talk about this. They claim they have the organization's boards has 2,000 legislative members and 300 or so corporate members. Now, some of those corporate members are more or less active. Some of the corporations backed off when they got into social things like abortion. And got away from business things, but that goes in and out. So it's certainly nonpartisan. The facts show that out of the 104 legislative people in leadership, the state chairs and whatnot, 103 are Republicans. What do the corporations get out of this? Well, like Philip Morris benefits from the newest tobacco legislation. And this is in the form of tax breaks for moist tobacco that would make fruit-flavored tobacco products cheaper and more attractive to youngsters. This is this kind of legislation that they're famous for. In fact, some people credit, you know, you have this completely discredited group of businesses, corporation, the tobacco industry, and yet they're thriving, and they're doing so, at least in part, thanks to the American Legislative Exchange Council. Some people believe
that. So some of the things that Alex is supporting are sort of general right-wing agenda items, and some of them are special interest corporate things. Small changes in the legislature are one thing. That's what we're used to in terms of lobbying.
Right.
But if you can write the entire bill and get the bill put into the state legislature and passed, and they pass a significant number of the bills, don't they?
Hugely. Like I said, 19 of their proposed bills in Arizona became law out of 36. Nationwide, about 300 out of the 4,000 that they wrote became law. And so if you see a huge shift in one direction in the country, that's why. They're being extreme. That's why I said we started the show by saying this is not your father's politics. And it's certainly not. This is huge money. Let me just real quickly. Alec talks about this is what they're working on now, and they're getting anti-working family legislation. The Minimum Wage Repeal Act. This legislation preempts local governments from acting their own wage laws. Now, this is a federal level thing. They want to stop any, like, the minimum wage in Arizona, in Tucson was, they went up to $8 an hour a long time ago.
Right. They want to carry the agenda for very large corporations. I mean, there may be some small corporations.
Anti-clean water legislation, the Groundwater Protection Act, the State Pesticide Preemption Act, anti-clean air legislation, the Uniform Diesel Smoke Testing Act, the State Response to the Kyoto Climate Change Protocol Act. This prohibits any state from proposing legislation that was brought up at Kyoto.
Yeah, Mike could go on and on with a list of the things, but we've got to close for the day. Alex, there's lots of information now on the internet about it. There wasn't information for a long time. You're seeing some demonstrations against it because people are beginning to figure out what Alex is.
Lane Kenworthy, Thursday, here in Sedona.
Door breakfast. 8 a.m. Been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Catch us every Monday morning after the 8 o'clock news, right here on AM 780 KAZM. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.